The Drive on TSN 1200. AJ Jakubek, Chris Stevenson, Cam Clement producing. Let's get to the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. He's the head coach of the Ottawa GGs men's basketball team, James Derwin. James, how you doing today?
It's getting a little cold out here, but otherwise, I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, well, the good news is at least the game's not being played outdoors tomorrow, so there's that.
Man, it's like, I don't know, I feel like we're like batting 50% on the coldest day of the year lining up with Capitol Hoops. It's, it's going to be wild tomorrow. We're supposed to hit minus 40 with the wind? Is that what I'm...
Yeah, that's what Matt Scooby told us.
Oh, man, no thanks.
I hear you. Well, inside, it's going to be nice and warm. Couple of big games tomorrow between the GGs and Ravens. The women's game first at 6, the men's game to follow. First off, for you, what does this game mean for you just as an Ottawa guy, for the city, for basketball, for your program, something where you get a chance, much like Panda, to play in front of a bigger crowd than usual?
Yeah, I think that's the part that jumps out to me is the opportunity for our kids to play in sort of as close to a Division I high major sort of atmosphere and stadium with, 8,000 to 10,000 people, the two schools, yelling and screaming and everybody at the game, and just an awesome environment for the players to get to experience that. As we know, the youth sports, sort of crowds and things tends to waver a little bit, but this is a special night for the players and also just a special sort of night for both programs. And it's always just a culmination of the success, obviously, Carleton's championships and the battles that we've had with them. And, it's just basketball is huge in this city. It's a hockey town, but I think people, I'm always said it's a really underrated basketball market. And it gets to put that on display, which is great for the sport.
Like you said, it's a special week, a special game. As a coach, how much more this week are you kind of monitoring the temperature of your room and your players? You don't want people getting too wound up. You want them focused on the task at hand. But how much different is your job this week than it is week to week?
I mean, it's an interesting question because there's times where, like I said, with the travel and some of the smaller schools around Ontario that we need to visit, like firing guys up is all, part of the job at mm-hmm. times. And then, with games like this, it's sort of keeping the guys even keeled, but at the same time, like fired up is a good place to be. Like it's one of those games where, I don't necessarily have to, play the marionette strings a little bit and get them, tell them some narrative about the team and get them all fired up. It's like everyone's locked in, everyone's getting their sleep, everyone's ready to go. And so it's really just about, strategy and just getting ready to play. I can kind of remove that card and not have to worry about it, which is nice. Honestly, it's a fun time to coach the team.
And always it's a case where at least, ever since I've been calling the Capitol Hoops Classic, which goes back to 2011, it's always two teams that are amongst the best in the country. And no different this year. I mean, your team's 14-3, Carleton 13-4, which is more losses than, they've ever had at this time of year over the course of the last 20 years. So, but still two very good programs and an opportunity, I'm sure, to test yourself against, one of the best programs in the country. It's been the best program in the country for the last 20 years, but one of the best teams in the country as well in that environment.
No, I mean, that's what, you're trying to get your team, the programs that are in the top 5, top 8 in the country, opportunities like this to prepare your team for the Nationals, right? Like in an environment like this, in a high pressure situation, you get to see who's there, who can handle these types of situations. I mean, you can't replicate that in any other, league game. So, I mean, obviously it's just technically another league game. And certainly that's the message that we're giving our players. But as a coaching staff, it's an opportunity to prepare our team against, if not the best team in the country, in an environment such as this that we can use moving forward into the OUA playoffs and hopefully a trip to Nationals.
How much of this for you and your group is focusing on what you need to do to be successful? And like you said, you're playing one of the best programs in the the history of Canadian sports. How much of it is stopping them from what they want to do well? I mean, you can kind of get sometimes, I think, too focused on what the other team does and you get away from what you do well. How do you kind of walk that tightrope going into this game, and you throw all the emotion into it as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to find a balance, right? I mean, you certainly have to, you know, prepare for what they do. You know, their execution, their defense, you know, the things that make them special. And then at the flip side, you got to always worry about your team and, you know, and make sure that, you know, you remember who we are and what we do, and we have to be able to establish that as well. So, you know, certainly whether it's Carleton or Queens or any of the top teams, you know, sort of managing that balance is key. But yeah, you don't want to get overwhelmed with, you know, them, and what are we going to do? And, you know, and forget about, you know, how good you are and making sure that you establish, you know, your identity and put your own, you know, sort of thumbprint on the game and make them worry about us, right? Like, I think if you don't come in with that attitude, then, you know, especially against Carleton, you're going to struggle. You got to sort of throw that first punch and let them know that you're here to play.
James Derwin, head coach of the Ottawa GGs men's basketball team, Capital Hoops Classic tomorrow on TSN 1200, women's game at 6, men's game to follow. So what is your team all about this year?
Well, I mean, you know, our defense has been our sort of staple for this season. We've been in and around the top three in the country defensively all year. You know, our offense is, you know, it's had its moments where it's looked elite, and then we've struggled in certain games. But our defense has managed to really keep us afloat in those games. So, you know, we're proud of, you know, what we do defensively, and we certainly want to establish that first. And then, like I said, our offense is, you know, at times when we're making shots and doing things well, it can look really good, but it's, we've had some moments where we're struggling and, you know, struggling, you know, and still at a 22-4 clip on the season. And, so really just a team that is still sort of figuring things out, you know, at a championship level. I think certainly we're a good team. But that consistency is still sort of that championship level piece, that we're still working forward to establish. And we saw that last week, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had probably our best weekend in Toronto. And then, you know, a week later, you know, we probably have one of our toughest weekends after getting the number one ranking. So, you know, that's our team right now. And you know, I think I'm proud of where we are, but I know that to get to the championship in terms of a national championship, we still got a long way to go.
How do you address that issue of consistency?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of coaches in a lot of sports certainly that, you know, would love to get an answer on that on their teams. You know, I think it starts with treating every game the same, you know, making sure that the players understand that, you know, this is what we do. It doesn't matter who we're playing. And then, you know, and then some of it takes time, right? Like you got to go through the grind together. You got to take losses like we did to Queens. We got to play games like Capital Hoops, and we got to find out things about our team. And then you got to learn and grow from them and make sure that you repeat the things that make you successful, and then try to cut back on the things that hurt you. And the closer you can get to that, I think you're going to have a better chance. And whether that comes from years of experience or games, you know, I mean, that's a different sort of path for each player and each team. But I think consistency from the coaching staff and the messaging is key, and then you got to let the players grow and figure that out, and hopefully you figure it out, you know, in time to make a run, you know, into the playoffs.
Just in terms of U Sports, and I mean, U Sports was hit hard by the pandemic and athletes and teams, and do you feel like it's kind of getting back to where it was beforehand? Because I think, you know, there has to be a bit of an adjustment, or there had to have been a bit of an adjustment, especially with certain players that weren't playing for a while.
Oh man, it was extremely hard on our athletes here. I mean, you know, most, if not all other leagues, you know, certainly found a way to play, you know, NCAA found a way, you know, teams, you know, moving to the bubbles and things like that. Like, I think the fact that we did not play at all for an entire year and then, you know, got a late start and a shortened season in year two, man, like, I can't even tell you how hard, you know, it was on the athletes and losing their years. And it was, you know, keeping them engaged as a coach, you know, was a, it was, you know, a mess. But, like, honestly, I think this is the first Capital Hoops we've had now in 3 years. So, you know, it ties that question ties great into this Friday, right? Like, you know, sort of a sign that we're almost, or if not all the way back, right? Like, here we are, you know, we're going to have Capital Hoops again, great crowd, great environment, just like it was in 2020. And maybe we can sort of put all that in the past. And this is a cool moment to say that, okay, you know, like, U Sports basketball is back and Capital Hoops is back, and let's have a great game. And, you know, like, let's put on a show for the fans.
Are you pumped as a coach for this game?
Oh, man, absolutely. I don't know. Like, I'm always kind of the coach that seems, I don't know, I guess half asleep sometimes on the sidelines compared to some of these guys. I've certainly been accused of that. But it's, you know, like, it's a lot of fun, man. Like, I've been sort of being interviewed, you know, leading up to these games, and I say I would play Carlton every game. It is, and it's a test for the coaching staff. It's a test for the players. The environment is great. The rivalry is great. It brings out the best. It brings out some great moments. You know, it's the most attended game in Canada outside the Raptors. You know, stuff like that is just incredible. And I absolutely, like, I'm fired up. I can't wait for tomorrow night. And again, it's been 3 years. So I'm probably twice as excited. It's just, you know, this is what it's all about. And yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow night.
How much have they helped raise your program to a different level, knowing that here's the best program in the history of U Sports, probably any sport, right across town, and you've been competitive with them, you know, certainly for the last decade plus, because you have to reach a certain level, otherwise they're going to embarrass you.
No, I mean, look, working with Dave DeViro and watching Capital Hoops come out of the, you know, the battles between Dave and Coach Smart, and being a part of that and watching it grow and knowing that, you know, you could be number two in the country and you might as well, but you're dead last in your own city. Like, it raises the bar. Causes you to work harder at recruiting and, working hard on learning and getting better as a coach and your players. And it just brings out the best in everybody. And, you know, Carlton's had their success, and I'm sure they would say with or without us. But I'd like to think that the rivalry and Capital Hoops has benefited both programs, in all kinds of ways. And, they've certainly pushed us. We're aware of that. But that doesn't take anything away. We're not thanking them for it. We're looking to knock them off. But there's no question that both programs have benefited greatly from the rivalry.
Last one, just on, you know, double duties, right? Because you're back with the Blackjacks this year. But how much have you learned coming back from the pro game, working with college kids, and maybe vice versa, just in terms of dealing with professional athletes and student athletes?
It's been great coming back, and you know, I'm really fortunate to have had the Blackjacks experience last summer and looking forward to it again this summer. But it certainly has changed my perspective for the better with our student athletes. I think, through the pandemic, I think at times we were so, I'm not sure I'm going to get the word right, but, you know, we were so worried, I guess, about not only student athletes, students, you know, everyone really, that I'd forgotten a little bit about, you know, accountability and things that, you know, we had kind of thrown out the window during the pandemic because we weren't sure how, you know, coworkers or kids were going to react. And I think, like, being around the pros this summer and being able to hold and talk to some of these really, really good players and see them respond, it just kind of reminded me that, like, oh, right, you know, like, athletes want to be coached, athletes want to be pushed, and they want to be challenged, and that, like, don't underestimate, you know, that they can handle it. And coming back here this year and certainly put our guys on sort of watch from the beginning, and, you know, I still stand by that. I think that we underestimate young people at times at what they're capable of dealing with and what they're capable of being pushed. It's the response has been great from our players, and you know, I stay true to that. Like, I think, you know, in order to be great, you got to challenge and you got to push people, and If they're not up for it, they're not up for it. But you can't just sugarcoat everything and hope it works out. I really think that probably was a bit of a – we went too far the other way during the pandemic, and I think that was probably the biggest lesson I learned over the summer with the professional players.
James, always great stuff. Can't wait for tomorrow. Always one of my favorite events of the year. Look forward to the call. Look forward to seeing you there as well. Best of luck tomorrow for your program. And can't wait till tip-off.
Okay, guys. All right. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.